This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
People may wonder, what do you guys do when the news is on? What do you do when the commercials are on? Like, what happens? We should probably have our friends from Beck TV hook us up so you could see everything that happens during the program and not during. And if we had Derek and the team from Beck with their cameras. Oh, wait a minute. Their cameras are here. Oh, wait a minute. We are going to do that. That's an announcement for another day, but it's coming soon. So guess what I was doing? Chris Larson, producer. Kevin Flynn, Fargo.
I know what you were doing because I'm right here with you.
Engineer. Todd, the radio god. The CEO of What's On Your Mind. Do you know what I was doing? Todd doesn't. Chris doesn't. Kevin does.
We were taking another call. Dick. Having a chat.
Dick in Jamestown, and I just had a, what was that, 6-10 minute conversation.
Yeah. A lot. He was dropping truth bombs, Dick was.
And Dick says he's listened to the show for a long time. He's an independent, not Republican, he's not Democrat, calls it both ways, but thinks Donald Trump is a gift from God. And had some things to say about how the protesters are being coddled by Fargo and Mayor Tim Mahoney. And pretty amazing stuff. We'll have to share that with the audience coming up here in just a few minutes and put the whole call up. I can't do all 10 minutes, but I can do all 10 minutes on the What's On Your Mind Twitter feed or What's On Your Mind. We'll have it up. It'll be up. Social media, whatever. Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Bottom of this hour, we're going to focus a little bit on law enforcement. Jay Wiley is going to join us. He's the host of Law Enforcement Today. It is a radio program that airs nationally. And he is an expert and a former member of law enforcement himself. And I just want to get into their world for a little while. I really want to just... How would you feel if you were in a profession that 99.9% of the time does its function so admirably, we all ought to go to bed every night and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for law enforcement. Thank you, God, for the military. Thank you for the people that protect us. And you do that, and you do it so well 99.9% of the time. And every now and then, a bad apple comes along and taints all that good work. And then you have to endure, you're the bad guy, and the bad guy's the good guy. I don't think George Floyd was 1 ounce less a criminal than the cop. Now, there's obviously different degrees of criminal, and one's going to go to jail, probably for life, for doing what he did to that person. And I can't even talk about it by looking at it. It makes me cry watching it. It's awful what he did. But, you know, George Floyd had run-ins with the law. George Floyd decided to break the law that night. George Floyd resisted arrest. George Floyd, had fentanyl in his system. I mean, that isn't somebody you lionize, is it? I know that we have to play this, carefully, right? Cop bad. We all agree. Oh, terrible, awful. Let's find a new word to describe what he did. George Floyd? Oh, let's put him on a pedestal. Did he deserve to die? No. He didn't deserve to die. It's sad that he did. But that doesn't make what he did and how he lived his life right, that he was some kind of angelic figure. And that's what he's made out to be. Why do we have to do that? Now, what I just said, if I'd said it in probably any other place other than the best state on the best you know, Northern Plains, Midwest kind of way, I'd probably be run out on rails. Probably be fired. I have been before. Not for saying things on the air, but, you know, so, but thankfully that's, I think that's why you go into ownership, so they can't fire you.
There you go.
Unless you have investors, and then they can fire you. Yeah, that's a whole other story. But anyway,
the bank can still fire you, so yeah.
Yeah, the bank could at some point pull the rug out. Thankfully, we are a successful enterprise, thanks to the great stewardship of At Flag Prez, Steve Halster, my partner. I finally figured out, just do the stuff you're good at. Talk to clients, help them grow, build their business, advocate for them, and talk on the radio. Let everybody else do something else. And we figured that out. And by the way, we are successful. And the reason we're successful is because we get up every day to inform, to entertain, to listen to our audience, to put programming on these radio stations. iHeartMedia, enormously successful media operator. I mean, what they do in Bismarck, Mandan, Minot, their other markets, I mean, is like the Apple of radio operations. It's unbelievable, okay? And they're profitable, almost obscenely profitable, because that's how companies that size roll. We're profitable, not obscenely profitable, but we're profitable. We're making a profit. That's a good thing. How do we do that? Attract listeners. That attracts advertisers. And when you support the advertisers, you're supporting what we do, and you have our back. And when I'm able to be an owner of the company, we can insulate against people saying, you can't say that. I don't think I said anything too hateful. In fact, somebody just sent me a note, and I guess Candace Owens is kind of saying the same thing. So we can maybe play that here in a minute. And we'll share the comments from Dick. But meanwhile, I promise to get to some calls, and I shall. On What's On Your Mind, Chris in Dickinson. Were you at the protest in Dickinson last night by chance, Chris?
The night before last? Yeah, I didn't call about that. I called about COVID, but I was actually impressed with the protesters, very impressed with the Dickinson Police Department and Corey Lee, the Stark County Sheriff. Very impressed with them. Mixture of disappointment and pride with the community. I was proud to see the bikers out both nights running security up the mall. That was great to see. The comments on social media, I was surprised at how much ignorance, hypocrisy, and hate and racism is still up here. But overall, I think the protesters were respectful. They were in their area, but I think a lot of that had to do with the PD's forework through them coming in preparation for them coming. But, yeah, I was actually mildly surprised with how well it went. I did see reports on social media that there were some stragglers being pulled over neighborhoods and individual vehicles, but none of the buses showed up that were supposed to show up. Thank God for that. I think it would have been a whole different story. But overall,
Todd and I were on the air, and there was a lot of chatter about what it was going to be, and I honestly didn't hear much after, so I was curious. I did post something yesterday about the 51 law enforcement officers that had to be treated because of injuries from protesters in D.C., and I had put up a post saying, you know, that's why the park was cleared, and a woman by the name of Cindy Klein, do you know her?
No, I do not.
She put a post on my Facebook page that said, Scott, you are a racist pig. It's because of people like you we march. Because people like you we protest. In Dickinson, the peaceful protesters weren't the ones carrying guns.
And that is correct, yeah. Some of the messages they were getting, the protesters were getting on social media, it literally made my stomach turn. I'm like,
And then she has four capital letters there that say G-F-Y-S. Can you help me unearth the...
G-F-Y-S.
Oh, don't go there. No, never mind.
They don't utter that when in church where Scott goes. So, of course, Scott doesn't know what that means. Yeah, but never, the rest of us, yeah, we know.
We'll classify that as under autoerotic fornication.
Go frost your cake, mister.
Yeah, go frost your cake.
Go frost your cake.
Well, cake isn't spelled with an S, though, Kev. Work on that. Anyway,
sake.
Yeah,
go
okay.
Frost yourself.
What did you want to talk about, COVID?
Just whatever happened to facts over fear. If you look at the facts as we know them today, we know that the testing does not just test for COVID-19. It tests for all coronaviruses. And there's different strains out there. How many different strains? Some are as mild as a flu or as serious as a deadly flu. Some are as mild as a mild cold. So just because you test positive doesn't mean it's positive for COVID-19. The mask. technically you would need a minimum of an N95 mask, which isn't effective unless you're fit tested for it. And majority of the people you're seeing that actually have the N95 mask aren't wearing it correctly or not fit tested. It's too small or too big for their face. The cloth masks are completely ineffective. Paper masks are completely ineffective against the virus. And Fauci
Chris, put raining on our parade. It makes people feel good. They you know, it's a touchy feely. You know, I had to go to the foot doctor yesterday. Dr. Brad Anderson, by the way, at Stanford, it might be the best foot doctor on planet Earth. I just love the guy. I've been going to him for years and knew him when he was at UND. Anyway, I go in there and say I didn't have a mask. Now, I do have a mask because some places they want it, and it is a Trump 2020 mask, and, you know, it does tend to get some looks. But I forgot it. And I got it absconded. Hey, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. I'm like, okay, I'll wear a mask. But you're telling me that was just for me to feel good or for somebody else to feel good that didn't do any. You're breaking my heart, Chris. You're breaking
my
heart.
Chris,
I can't be. I'm heartbroken
Cats
over this.
The bag now.
GFYS deal, too. How are we going to change her heart? More coming up on What's
Ryan
on Your Mind.
Ryan Weedy is with us, Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
To.
It's Franz Ferdinand. Big hit from a couple of years ago.
Sounds like the Beatles gone bad to me. I don't know.
Okay, Kevin, you and I know Franz Fernandez. I think Scott thought maybe that was a name from World War II Germany or something.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Just play the Letterman, and I'll be able to keep up.
Letterman. It's a Morris Welk going here, you know? I mean,
back on What's on Your Mind, if you're thinking about dinner. We're coming to you from the PetraServe USA studios today, and they're serving up the goods today, I'm telling you. Harwood, the meatloaf dinner. Pulled pork or a French dip sandwich at Valley City. Cheesy scallop potatoes with bacon at the 12th Avenue North Fargo location. And chicken fettuccine at the West Main Avenue West Fargo locations. Don't you love lunch specials? I love going into a cafe, restaurant, PetraServe, see the lunch specials and just go, oh, I was going to grab a pizza. I was going to have a burger, but that sounds so good. I got to have that. And all of them come with two sides and a bun, and it's grab-and-go convenience, but it's home cooking, and they do it right. PetraServe USA, helping America fuel better locations everywhere with the 4-for-4 deal. And don't forget Valley Dairy Store is part of the PetraServe USA family as well. All right, Jeff and Fargo, we are getting a lot of traffic on people suggesting different... I was a little confused. I got a Facebook post from a woman who said GFYS at the end of the message, calling me a racist pig. I didn't know what it meant, and the guys laughed. And I'm getting more messages about what it means. Chris Larson, our ace producer, says, go frost your s'mores. Thank you. And a texter says, Scott, it simply meant good for you, Scott. So there you go. Good for you, Scott. Thank you very much. I feel much better now. I'm also glad that I responded in the manner I did to Cindy Klein, who called me a racist pig and said GFYS. Here's what I said to her. You guys... hold me accountable on this response.
Okay.
This is private message because I don't like the drama people do where they, you know. I mean, I do it sometimes, but it's all a game, right? You're trying to show up to everybody else. So I said, hello, Cindy. I saw your comment and wondered if you would be willing to visit with me on air regarding the Dickinson protest and the current divide in America. I would promise a civil conversation, and I'll give you the final word. I take accusations of being racist very seriously. It's not something I would treat with anything other than a respectful period of listening to understand the perception. Here's the time of the show. I'll make any time work. If that doesn't, give me a call or PM me or text me. Or
good for you, Scott.
Well, I'm not. I want to talk to her. I want to understand. What good would it do to me?
Right.
How am I a racist pig? Why? I want to know why she thinks I'm a racist pig. And by the way, the post was facts related to the Lafayette Square police harm, 51 LEOs injured in front of the White House. That's why they cleared that out. They didn't want that anymore. So, I don't know. Cindy, we're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We got to get to Dick in Jamestown, who called during the break. But let me go to Jeff in Fargo, who's been waiting a while, has a question. Jeff, yes, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, good morning. Caught me in as one of those aforementioned listeners for your show. And thanks for being a voice for a reason for the region here, for common sense. Hey, I got a comment and then a couple of questions for a request to pass on to Doug Burgum and Mayor Mahoney. Your guest, Paul Marquardt, had some viable points he made, but I still think he's using the data that's been coming in countrywide in the CDC and the higher-ups. This 25% or phase one, whatever you want to phrase, way you want to think about it, or the phase two, phase three openings, does not really help the restaurant. I was in the restaurant business for 27 years, and the margins there are pretty thin. And just to-go delivery and or outdoor seating will not help that. Now, granted, we're across the river from Moorhead, and they're a little more difficult over there for even slower openings. So, and this bleeds all the way down through, retail, hotels, air travel, youth sports.
Oh, it's so horrible. My buddy, Carol Juven, this world-class human being, wonderful individual, him and his wife, just Barbara, the family, they're phenomenal, they're great people. He's lived his life making memories for people going to Norway, right? And taking these tours that are just, I mean, he knows the people over there, he connects you. I mean, it's just life-changing to go to Norway and do what I've done it twice now. And, you know, he's one of our sponsors. and a story in the forum about him yesterday, and I haven't talked to him for a couple of weeks, talking about how devastating this has been. Like no revenue, like no calls, like you can't plan, like 20. So for the first time in 51 years, this 86-year-old, 87-year-old man is not going to Norway this year because of all of this. And I think I know where you're going. Is that warranted? Was that warranted, knowing what we know now? Did that have to happen? Did we have to shut down? Did we have to destroy his business in a matter of months, like all the other individuals you talk about? I couldn't agree anymore. What do you want me to ask Governor Burgum?
Well, as the data comes in to expand on my point, some of the, you know, obviously some of the bigger states, the East and West Coast, the left wing and the right wing, or the coast, have different programs set up here. And the hypocrisy goes even beyond that, where they've got, they want to social distance, stay at home, limit the workforce, but then they have, they're okaying all these protests, which, you know, you have the right to protest, but it kind of defeats the whole purpose of social distancing. And many of those that were in those crowds were not wearing masks, even downtown Fargo here in the protest they've had.
Chris, do we have the cut from Governor Burgum at the press conference yesterday? Because I asked this question of the governor, and I also, he was on earlier this week, and we talked about it, and, you know, he mentioned some of the things they tried to do related to the whole COVID thing for the protests. I was saying, why have them? If, look, loved ones have been prevented from going to graduation events to see kids celebrate a accomplishment of 13 years of school or, you know, 4 years or 8 years of college because of COVID. But we say it's okay to protest. We say it's okay to nose to nose, and because we can't harm the First Amendment. Give me a break. That's I want to swear right now. It's just like, so how about my buddy Chris Larson, our ace producer? He is a resident at the Luther Memorial Home in Mayville. He's at the nursing home there. Ask him the last time his mom has been in the room or any other family member to see him. Loved ones can't go to nursing homes right now. You know what? He isn't crying in a pool of pity. He's dealing with it, and parents have dealt with it, and students have dealt with it. But then we say it's okay to protest? That's crap. That's crap. I think that's where you were going, Jeff. Am I right?
Right. But my point is obviously using protection and responsibility. And if you're elderly, it's a choice. If you're elderly or if you have health issues, it's your choice, and probably be wise to be preventative until more data comes on. And as the data is coming out, it's proving that we probably went a little above and beyond. Yeah. Although any death is a tremendous loss and terrible. And,
so your point is this. We don't know everything. We know a lot more than we did. And right now we ought to say, let's put a bubble around anybody that has a health condition or they're elderly, and suggest that they really, really, really be careful. Everybody else, go back to work. Go back to life. Go back to doing what you're doing, protecting those we love, obviously. But this is beyond stupid at this point. And, you know, Fargo tomorrow now, or North Dakota, I guess, tomorrow, will go back and get to the next step, it sounds like, which is great. Should have happened a long time ago outside of Cass County, but it's happening now, so that's great. Jeff, appreciate the call. Thanks.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're going in the right direction, but still elevated. Fewer than 2 million American unemployment claims were filed last week, the lowest weekly total in over 2 months since the pandemic began. About 1.87 million workers filed the first-time claims last week, and that's 250,000 fewer than the previous week. The total number of people claiming benefits as of last week, just under 30 million, and that was a decrease of about 1 million from the week before, suggesting some people are getting back to work despite the ongoing pandemic. Former President Barack Obama speaking out about the George Floyd protests.
I am urging every mayor in this country to review your use of force policies with members of your community.
And former President Jimmy Carter says people of moral conscience have to stand up and say no to a racially discriminatory police and justice system. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Magic of radio. Your voice is heard here. Where else is it in any other media heard the way it is here, where you are able to interact with the newsmakers? That's what What's on Your Mind is all about. We aren't here without our friend Michael Lindell and MyPillow, so we strongly encourage you. Buy that book. Talk about a story. I don't know, it should be handed to every person who thinks America's bad. Any person that believes you can't, you know, America's racist. People don't like me because of the color of my skin. I never get ahead. I can't get a good job. Everybody, just read the book From Crack Addict to CEO. My friend Mike Lindell, the founder inventor of MyPillow, literally came from crack addict, had 14 like near death experiences, and now he's the CEO of a gold standard, worldwide known company and friends with the President of the United States. Can't make it up. You buy his book right now at MyPillow.com. When you use the promo code Scott, you not only get the book, they're going to hand you a $25 gift card from MyPillow, too. So you can buy the pillows and the sheets and lots of other goodies. And when you do, you help us. So if you haven't done it yet, do it today. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. You got it? Get it? Going to do it? Good. Our next guest is a former member of law enforcement. Had to retire at the age of 33 because of the rigors of that line of work. And thankfully took his law enforcement expertise to the media. And now hosts a show called Law Enforcement Today. It's a radio talk show. Been on the air about 4 years. And we thought it a perfect time to visit with Jay a little bit about the place we find ourselves in these days in America. Jay, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Jay Wiley. By the way, questions or comments, welcome on this at 800-228-0550. We have had a situation here in the last week where, at least in a little more than a week now, we have had in our neighboring Minnesota, where we have many listeners, what the world knows about. George Floyd, not exactly an angel, but didn't deserve to get what he got from, obviously, a dirty cop. And now we are reopening a wound and going to town on the age-old political tool of race baiting. And we got a racial divide, we got screaming and hollering. What we didn't have was very much attention on a young officer of the Grand Forks Police Department by the name of Cody Holte, who just a day after, or 2 days after, what happened in Minneapolis happened as he was responding to a call, helping a couple of deputies who were taking fire trying to serve an eviction notice, and ends up dead. No headlines outside of this part of the world. No evening news, no satellite trucks and network news and everything else. That is so not fair to me, I believe, and to all of us. But I wonder what it feels like to be law enforcement. And you have that background. You have been in those shoes. So tell me.
First of all, it's horrifying when anybody in law enforcement is killed doing their job. And it brings back so many memories of my brothers and sisters that I worked with that gave the ultimate sacrifice. And then there are many more who are permanently injured that are disabled. They're in wheelchairs from just doing their job. And they go about their existence afterwards trying to do the best they can and with very little support, and they get very little accolades from the community. And people would say, where's the outrage? In Minnesota, in Minneapolis, I saw part of the video and I couldn't watch it because I knew what the outcome was. And I was absolutely devastated that anybody in law enforcement could do that to someone. And then I was probably even more outraged at the other officers who stood by and did nothing. Everybody I've talked to in law enforcement feels the same way. I've not had one dissenting person saying, well, maybe there was this or that. No, they all said it was clearly out of line. And it's like two sides of the same coin. But you're right. It's used for political gain. And in the meantime, people, countless people, suffer. They're killed, they're injured, their businesses are burned out, the loss of income, their employees lose their ability to sustain themselves, and no one seems to care.
It is so sad. Steve in Minot, comment on the police for our guest. Jay Wiley, host of Law Enforcement Today, former law enforcement himself. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you know, I know facts don't really matter with the lunatic left, but one fact stands out. A police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black than a black by a police officer. But they don't want to see those back. I think the police should take call in sick for a week or go on strike. Maybe it's illegal for them to strike. But then call in sick for a week and tell them to call Black Lives Matter if you have an emergency, or Antifa. And we'll see how much the people want to decide to cut back funding the police and so forth. I see the mayor in L.A. wants to take $100 million out of the police budget. So, you know, we'll see how they do without the police. And the first ones to be whining are these same little liberals out there that are throwing rocks through windows and looting. Thank you.
All right, Steve, thank you. Jay, your comment?
My comment's really simple, that I've had a guest on a show that were career military, that were in law enforcement. So the big difference is, in the military, I had a guy named David Duke, who was an Atlanta police officer. He did a full career in the United States Air Force as a helicopter pilot and retired in his rank of colonel. And so the difference was, in the military, they trained about 90% of the time for a potential 10% action. In law enforcement, they train about 5% of the time for 95% work out on the streets, and you go from dead calm to the situation Officer Holte was in to a life or death situation in a matter of seconds. And what we don't have and what we don't get is the amount of training that's needed because of fiscal responsibilities. So for the mayor of LA to talk about cutting money even more, that means they're putting less police on the street that are less trained, that have less of the resources they need to do a better job for the community. So I've got a very good friend who's been on the show many times, the lawyer who's a retired law enforcement officer, and he said, if people don't like what they've got on the streets now with police, what are they going to do when the second string shows up?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow, yeah, great point.
No kidding. Roxy and Eureka, you are next on What's on Your Mind for a former law enforcement, now host of the Law Enforcement Today, Jay Wiley. Go ahead.
Well, my comment was about you. If somebody's calling you a racist, they don't know what the word means. Everybody's passionate about their politics either way, but you are about as unbiased as, you know, you can be on the radio. And, yeah, you're passionate about yours, too, but you let everybody speak, and no matter what they want to say, and that's not, you know, you're doing a great job.
Well, what is racism, Roxy?
Being biased against the different races, the blacks, the Mexicans, everybody else.
By bias, you know, meaning if I have a white person standing there and a black person there, I like the white person, I don't like the black person. That'd be racist, right?
Correct. Yeah, but
how do you know I don't like him? Maybe how I treat him, and obviously we could say, Officer Derek, what's his name, in jail down there, you know, would have treated a white person, a suspect, in the same manner. I don't know. Here's my big thing on racism. I don't think you can get into people's hearts. You know, you can't, it's impossible to know whether somebody is racist or not. It's used politically. It just drives me crazy. And what I don't like it more than anything, and Roxy, I really do appreciate your comments. Nobody's ever called me unbiased ever. 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 They always say I'm biased. So I love when somebody says I'm unbiased. That's beautiful. But anyway, Roxy, I appreciate your comment. I want to ask Jay this. Do we know that that officer had his knee on the neck of George Floyd because he was a white guy and the suspect was black?
I don't know the motives. Here's a term we were taught early on. It's called prima facie evidence, meaning basically the Latin for on the face. And you can see there's probable cause the crime was committed by the officer. Whether it killed George Floyd or contributed to his death, either way, it's still a crime. So his motivation, I think we get way too lost in motivation, and it's all over the news media. When we have, for example, mass murderers or serial killers, they're going, why did they do those sort of things? Why did they do heinous crimes? I don't know the answer to that, but one of the things I love, Scott, about radio is no one can tell what the color of my skin is. They have to judge me and what I say based on the content. You probably had this too. I go out and about for a remote broadcast or something. Someone goes, I've listened to you for years, and I had no idea you look like you do. And I always say, I didn't think you looked that way either. We get too lost on, in this situation, a good example is this. When we were doing, let's say we had a fatal accident, a fatal car accident, things like the weather conditions at the time were facts. If it's rainy, wet roads, that's a fact. And it's also a factor oftentimes in the cause of the accident and the death. However, when you had homicides, the color of skin of the people involved, the victim and the suspect, are facts, but they're not always factors. That's the difference. But people always want to make it a factor, that saying, because of so-and-so's race, that makes it somehow more heinous. It's more heinous than if you rob and shoot someone at a convenience store. The person's still dead. Their family's still negatively affected. Why do we want to put a label that this is worse than that? They're all bad.
Amen.
Hold on.
Amen.
Say that again. I'm writing it down.
Amen. I mean, my gosh.
Fashion factors. Brilliant.
And look, here's the deal. You can't tell people how to act or what they're going to do and everything else, but I wish the media, people that have an FCC license like us, people that have the media, just have a standard that says, you know what, we got to be really careful when these things happen, not to jump to this conclusion, that conclusion. Guess what happens? Cops get put in harm's way because of the rhetoric that is fueled from the media. I mean, the media is culpable for a lot of this, are they not? I think they are. I really do. I think the media owns some of this. Do you agree with that, Jay?
100%. They're as guilty as someone on the street inciting a riot. They are a major contributing factor.
And putting cops in harm's way. Hang tight. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how a...
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Need something new? Different cars, trucks, SUVs. Not only new, of course, but pre-owned vehicles. Plenty of options to choose from to fit every budget. Even if yours is not paid off. If you have a trade, they might be able to get those monthly payments down or buy your car outright. Take advantage. Receive some of the lowest used car rates in years. Or make no payments for up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they are here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, I promised that I would do two things here. One, play part of a conversation that happened off-air with a gentleman from Jamestown that I'd never called before, Dick in Jamestown, and had some very good points. So the whole interview is up on our social media, so you can find that, title shared at KFIRE 2. And also, I promised that I would share some comments from Candace Owens, because I said, and I do want our guest, Jay Wiley, to comment on my thoughts, and that is that I am going to call the cop what he is, and we all should, and the other cops that sit around. But I'm also not going to act like George Floyd didn't do some things to get him into that position. I have a wonderful family member who's, you know, 80 plus and not exactly watching the TikTok of the Daily News, and she said something very poignant the other day. She said, well, if the guy wasn't trying to use fake money, he'd be alive. You know, and I bought... I bought dropped over because that's of that simplicity that is like, oh, you're right. Well, Candace Owens is saying a version of that, but a little more strongly, as she usually does.
And she wants justice for George Floyd, but...
I also am not going to accept the narrative that this is the best the black community has to offer. For whatever reason, it has become fashionable over the last 5 or 6 years for us to turn criminals into heroes overnight. And it is something that I find to be despicable, and it's something that I refuse to stand by any longer, and I am not going to play a part in it, no matter how much pressure comes from black liberals and black conservatives as some token of people wanting you to believe that this is the only way you can be black, is you have to say this was wrong and that this, you know, this person was amazing. I won't do that. George Floyd was not an amazing person. And as soon as this video hit the internet, I did just basic searches. Everyone jumped on it and called and was looking at the police officer, and everyone agrees that the police officer was wrong and the police officer has been arrested. So that is not the reason I'm not discussing that. Because that is not something that has been misconstrued in the media. He has been turned into the devil that he is, and there is no reason for us to harp on that any longer, because white Americans are not uplifting Derek Chauvin as a victim or pretending that he's an amazing human being. But George Floyd is being uplifted as an amazing human being. For those of you who have not yet seen the clips and did not pursue or wait for more clips to come out, first and foremost, George Floyd at the time of his arrest was high on fentanyl, and he was high on methamphetamine. This came back in both of his autopsy reports. If you pursue the 911 transcript, you can see the person describing somebody who is out of their mind high, and which is what made the person fearful, because he tried to, you know, to use a bill that I guess was a fake bill to purchase something.
Counterfeit bill. That's how it all started, but they were worried because of his actions as much as what he was doing. And where's that been on the evening news? I missed that on the nightly news. I missed that in the newspaper. I missed that everywhere. Instead, we're lighting a match and trying to fuel the set so we politically can get some gain out of that. Is what Candace Owens saying, you know, does that belong now? And to say, look, okay, let's deal with the officers. And you've talked about that, Jay, but can we also say, here's the element, for lack of a better term, the misguided souls, might be a better way to say it, that law enforcement has to deal with day in and day out.
They do deal with it day in, day out. And I'll give you a perfect example. When I was a cop in Baltimore, I got to meet, one of the highlights of my day, working in my post, was meeting young kids. And several years later, there was a young kid I met when he was like 10, 11, something like that. And then I was there when he was shot and killed and took his last breath. And he was shot and killed because he was selling cocaine and marijuana, where he got fronted by the dealer, and he came up short one time too many, and they wound up shooting him. And people were around him like it was Saturday Night Entertainment, eating, eating popcorn and cheering, like this is free entertainment. And he was 16 years old. It didn't really matter that he didn't live the life of an angel or a choir boy. The simple fact was no one deserves to be executed and killed in the street. I mean, if you're not threatening my life, you're not threatening the life of someone else, you don't resort to deadly force. And putting your and I'm by no means have I gone through my entire police career without having to use force. I have. I've been very fortunate. Everyone survived. I was in 4 shootings in 10 years. The first 2, I never even fired a shot back. Second 2 were horrible affairs, but everybody survived. And I've been in fights, and I've had to use whatever it took to survive at that moment. But to make the assumption that somehow, because someone has a criminal record or lives an at-risk lifestyle, that police don't or shouldn't look at the cause of their death and their killer with the same sort of scrutiny as you would a business person is just flat out wrong.
No, I totally agree with you. He didn't deserve to die. He didn't, and look, there's a lot of people that are addicted to all kinds of things and do really dumb things. Doesn't mean you kill them, you get them help. You know, and maybe if they had, he would have been in rehab right now.
And Jay, isn't it?
I totally get that, but here's my thing. Here's my issue is that, they're lionized. Cop did a really bad thing to a really good guy, and then all of a sudden more cops get... That's what frustrates me, how it's used without facts. Just give me the facts. But I'm totally with you, and you are a great resource, Jay. We're glad to have you part of the Law Enforcement Today radio show, Saturdays, noon till 2, on AM 1100 The Flag, and many, many other stations all across the USA. Jay Wiley, the host, will have you back, sir. Appreciate it. Listen to George from Jamestown on social media.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.